It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of Northern California Public Media, and it's time for the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. Presidential candidate Julian Castro stopped by our studio yesterday. Castro served as the Secretary for Housing and Urban Development under President Barack Obama. He spoke with KRCB's Adia White and Steve Bencher about how the policies he's put forward would help Californians.
1 in 5 kids here in the state live at or below the poverty line. How would your policies help families who are struggling to make ends meet here in this state?
I put out a number of different plans, but the basic thing that I want to do is make sure that every family can prosper because we give them the tools that they need to succeed. Everything from childcare that is affordable. I have a plan that calls for universal child care. At most, a family would pay 7% of their income for that child care. Universal pre-K for 3- and 4-year-olds so that every child gets off to a strong educational start. Ensuring that every family is able to afford the rent. We have to address this rental affordability crisis and the growing homelessness crisis that we face in many parts of our country. And also that higher education opportunities are there. Tuition-free public state universities, community colleges, and job training and certification programs so that people can get the knowledge and the skills that they need to get a good job in the 21st century economy.
Continuing with your point of needing more job training programs, 1 in 5 low-wage workers here in the state have college degrees. What would you do to ensure that college graduates are able to secure gainful employment after graduation with wages that are actually high enough to pay off their debt?
Number one, we need student loan debt relief, and I've put out a student loan debt relief plan that would help ease the burden of the ton of student debt that so many people have been loaded down with. On top of that, I want to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to spark new opportunities in new industries, including for highly skilled graduates. For instance, I see tackling climate change as not only a necessity to address this crisis, but also an opportunity to unleash millions of good-paying jobs in the clean energy economy.
President Trump was out here last week saying that it was somehow the fault of the leaders in Los Angeles and San Francisco that there was a homeless problem in our state. Do you believe that it's the fault of the mayors of Los Angeles and Oakland and San Francisco that we have a homeless problem?
It's clear that local leaders in San Francisco and Oakland and L.A., other places, have tried very hard to address the urgent need for more housing and to address homelessness. The challenge is a lot bigger than local efforts. And it takes state efforts. And I know the state of California has also done some things over the last few years to make investment in more affordable housing. I'm glad to see that. It's going to take the federal government stepping up in a big way. And that's why I mentioned the plan that I put forward to create 3 million units more housing over the next 10 years by investing in things like the National Housing Trust Fund, expanding the low-income housing tax credit, putting more money into community development block grants and home funding, which are traditional ways that more housing has been built, and working with the private sector as well.
That was presidential candidate Julian Castro talking with KRCB's Steve Mencher and Adia White. To listen to the entire conversation recorded live, visit norcalpublicmedia.org.